people from the world of sports. What was said or done or tweeted just makes us SMH. It's called the Crunch Time Tool Shed. And as always, before we release this week's nominees, it's important. It's important. Because it is important piece. I sell it for $100,000 yesterday myself. It's important to first call on our landlord, our proprietor, to open the tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
By the way, I saw this video before. You might want to Google it. They're showing it on ESPN. So a guy broke into a sandwich shop, a barbecue sandwich shop, and didn't rob anything, just started making some sandwiches. Yeah, it's hysterical.
Hey,
they got
really
it
want
on
a sandwich, man.
With Jamel and Michael right now. Just like
they have the guy on?
Yeah, they've got him on video.
Oh, okay. I was like,
they're trying to track down who he was. Just I don't know, they want to gauge his technique.
He's really, really hungry.
Who knows? All right, let's start with
for a specific thing.
Giants selfish receiver, Odell Beckham Jr. I get the whole voluntary thing, but it's not the same as the average working class stiff asked by his boss to spend their time, air quotes, voluntarily. And if the first 2 days AWOL from OTAs was to iron out a 5-year, $25 million Nike shoe deal, why not? Then to tell the organization and your teammates you'll be there Thursday and no show, especially with your track record of going on a quick brocation before the biggest game of your life, in which your team got their ass handed to them, and you had 28 receiving yards, tied for the second worst performance of your career, as your G-men got roasted by the Packers, you might want to go the extra mile, put on your big boy pants, grow up. You remain the toast of the Big Apple and an NFL fan favorite. But let me tell you something, that can change, and fast. Figure it out, dude. How about former super agent Lee Steinberg? So today he tweets out the following. A photo of his client, former NFL quarterback Vince Young, signing a contract with the Saskatchewan Roughriders, and he captions it with, "Congratulations to Vince Young as he heads out to training camp to live out his dream." Well, that makes sense, because a quarterback goes to a low-profile, limited-expectation university like Texas, wins one of the greatest Rose Bowls ever over Michigan after 2004 season, then the next year wins the national title over USC, goes third in the draft, makes a Pro Bowl with the Titans, but through all this, we're supposed to believe secretly he was dreaming about joining the CFL. Dude took his last snap in 2011. Now, 6 years later, he's living out the dream at age 34 in the Canadian Football League. Yeah, whatever. This is pretty widespread, but to the government of Turkey.
Huh.
If you recall, Enes Kanter of the Oklahoma City Thunder, detained in Romania last week, learned his passport had been canceled. Appears he was willing to speak out against the dictator, the president of Turkey, Erdogan, same guy who had his thugs beat on protesters outside the embassy here in America. Well, now after Kanter made it safely to the U.S., the Turks have issued a warrant for his arrest. They say he's part of a terrorist group. And by the way, it's being reported in a pro-government newspaper, the Sabah Daily, an Istanbul prosecutor opened the investigation. I like Cantor's tweet. "You cannot catch me. Ha, ha, ha. Don't waste your energy. I am already going to come to Turkey to spit on all your ugly, hate-filled faces."
Wow.
Makes you wonder what kind of a clownish leader of a democracy would cozy up to a murdering tyrant like Erdogan. Finally, Carolina Panther ever-expanding wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin. An article on CBS Sports Today by Will Brinson cited an oft-used phrase by players who come to OTAs in camp, "in the best shape of their life." He didn't. He plays at 235, showed up this week. Most estimates say he's 280.
As a wide receiver.
That's more suited to play tackle than wide out. And he looks slow and kind of funny on a 25-yard downfield route. And he said he was disappointed. Well, here's a suggestion. You could have rectified this. Put down the Haagen-Dazs, hit the salad bar, and go for a run. And with that, I'm going to go with Lee Steinberg for saying the CFL was Vince Young's dream. That's a lie. And we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.